Now, if you're old enough to remember record players, then you will understand why I say I'm starting to feel like a stuck record when I tell you it's time for an update on the UIF website, because it is 3.5 months now we've been talking about the fact that the new website is not working properly. And it's still not fixed. Just a reminder that in the middle of February, a so-called systems upgrade was carried out. But the only problem is, in my view, an upgrade is something that works better than what was there before. What we've got is something that doesn't even begin to deliver the basic functionality of what was there before. So I don't think that it is the right term to use for what has happened. We're still being inundated with listener emails complaining about the lack of progress, and particularly complaining about the lack of feedback on their questions. Let me just give you one example. Our listener Cisco, who wrote to say the following: you recently discussed UIF and the new website issues on your show. I would like to know whether you have any advice as to whom one can direct issues to. I have spent hours, and I'm not exaggerating, hours holding on the phone to no avail. I have written emails and to date have still not had any reply. I cannot make payments on their website, and in fact, according to their website, I've never made any payments at all, which is not true. The problem is so time consuming and I'm not getting anywhere. I'm sure I'm not the only person in this predicament. No, Siska, you're not. I am too, for one. I'm personally in the same boat. And in fact, after thinking about 2 weeks ago that it looked like we were making progress, I've gone backwards on my profile. So there were some upgrades reflecting. They've disappeared again. I'm still not able to make any payments. And 3 months after sending a request for help by email and on Twitter, I haven't heard a word back from anybody. So Siska, you're not alone in that boat by any means. Let's try, for what it's worth, to get an update on where we are and where to from here. The National Director of Communications and Marketing for the UIF is with us once again, Makasonke Buthelezi. And again, thanks for making time for us, Makasonke. But I have to start with the comment that if this was happening in a corporate environment, the head of IT would have been told to pack their bags and go a long time ago. Why, oh why, is it taking so long to get this right?
I think the biggest problem, Pippa, is lack of proper feedback. What we have observed is that with the upgrade that we have done or enhanced functionalities, we've made it somehow difficult for the old users to navigate through the system. Now, this requires somebody to handhold the users. You need somebody who will take the users through and basically give them a step-by-step process of how the new system works. And this is what we have done. We have redeployed a huge number of our staff to assist with all these queries. And we have also done so even in the provinces, not only at head office, but some of the clients do our walk-in clients, go into our labor centers to find out about these challenges. And what we have also done, Peter, is that you would recall that some of the clients, their challenges were that the system required them to go as far as 2014 in terms of being able to retrieve the data. But that has since been resolved. Now we've ring-fenced it to 3 months, and we have also come up with a solution that will enable them to also pay without any glitches. So we're really trying hard to sort out, because we believe that this system is good. We believe that it would really eventually work to the benefit of both the clients and the UIF, and it is highly regrettable that we have to go through this rough patch.
It's more than a rough patch. With all due respect, Makasonke, to say it's a lack of proper feedback is ludicrous, because you've got thousands of people sending you feedback asking for that help and not receiving even so much as an acknowledgement of receipt of their complaint. It sounds to me like you're saying the problem is that the users are not equipped to use the new system. The new system is not up and running at full functionality. I can vouch for that from my own profile.
Well, maybe I didn't use the proper word when I say a proper feedback, but I do acknowledge that we are not giving feedback to the users. And I know that users are encountering some difficulties, but like I said, as a new system, we needed to be available when somebody needed help so that we can take them through. I do acknowledge that you do have challenges where you cannot log into the system. And I do acknowledge that you do need somebody who can attend to and tell you how you must log into the system. There are those problems. But all what I'm trying to say is, yes, it is a problem by not being there to assist people when they need help. And I believe that as time goes by, we'll be able to resolve. I mean, I can tell you now that 72% of the issues are resolved, and it is not as bad as it was initial when the problem started. And it, we are not sitting on our hands doing nothing. We do acknowledge that users will still encounter some problems, and we are serious about trying to resolve them. It's something that we eventually want to make and see it working for our users.
When? By the year 2025?
Certainly not 2025. It won't happen that it will be ready by 2025.
Because, Makosonke, we've been having the same conversation since the middle of February, and you're saying to me 70% of issues are resolved, but my inbox is full of people who are not part of that 72%, is all that I can say. And
it is not only your inbox. Even our inbox, we have 27,000 people who have sent their queries, and I have just said it to you, Pippa, with all respect, that we are working very hard to deploy staff. We are working overtime so that people can attend to all these queries. We are not sitting on our hands. We're really trying very hard because we believe the system will eventually assist the clients, and we're really trying our level best to make sure that it really gives us, it benefits both UIF clients and the user.
Can I ask a question about whoever carried out this so-called upgrade, Makosonke? Because when you put it out to tender, as I assume must have happened, you surely cannot have had in mind a vision of an upgrade that would take 3 months and we would still not have a full functioning system at the end of that three, it's now nearly 4 months. What consequences have there been for the people who were responsible for doing this job? Because they have failed dismally.
The company that has been running you filing all along, it's the very same company, and obviously there are clauses in terms of punitive clauses when they are unable to deliver, and those will appropriately apply.
When? You told me that a month ago. When are they going to be applied and how?
For example, they are not getting paid until the system is done.
And again, when is that going to be, Makosonke? I mean, at what point do you not pull the plug on that company and get somebody else to come in and take over and get the system? It's an essential part of the social safety net in South Africa. And it strikes me that somebody who's prepared to wait 4 months to get it fixed should not be in an office in that kind of environment.
Yeah, no, I agree. But the system for payments and stuff, it is working for the clients. We still are
able to pay. It's not, Makosonke. It's not. When you go onto that website, the last available payment date was February of 2019. We're not talking in June, so it's not working.
No, I mean the claims. For people who are claiming we are able to pay them, the problematic side, which I admit, is when the users, the employers are trying to pay and trying to transact. That is where the challenge is.
So again, what reassurance can you give listeners that we're not going to be having the same conversation on the 1st of July, Makosonke? And what can we say to our listeners who are asking, where do I turn for help? Because you're not responding to emails, you're not responding to messages on Twitter, you're not responding and picking up your phone. People are sitting on the phone holding for more than an hour at a time and nobody picks up. So what are they supposed to do?
We encourage people, like I said, Pippa, I indicated to you that we are deploying more staff to deal with the queries. I still want to encourage people to send emails to you filing support at your
And we seem to have lost the line there, but I think actually I'm going to end the interview anyway, because I don't need to be told again to send an email to you filing support. I've done that for the last 4 months, and I think the rest of you have as well. So there are very few answers, I'm afraid, but that is the latest update from Makhosonke Buthelezi, the National Director of Communications Marketing for the UIF. I'm going to say again what I said at the start of that interview. If this had happened in a private corporate environment, the head of IT would have been fired. The company carrying out the so-called upgrade would have been fired and probably paid penalties by now, and a replacement would have been fined. So why has that not happened at the UIF?